With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It's a warm spring afternoon in Baltimore, and in Druid Hill Park, on the east end of the park's shimmering lake, rises a 150-year-old Moorish-style stone tower. It's 30 feet tall, octagonal, with cloverleaf windows and a sweeping view of the rooftops and steeples of the city. The tower stands as the head of a rolling hillside of grass that every spring is the scene of one of Baltimore's most beautiful shows. Thousands of daffodils erupt into blossoms, waves of yellow that cascade down the green all the way to where trucks rumble past on the Jones Falls Expressway. Today, the flowers are just green nubs trying to push their way up through the grass. But near the base of the hill, even the grass is having trouble fighting its way up into the light because of what, at first glance, looks like a heavy, dirty snowfall. It's a blizzard of trash that has been thrown out of the windows of passing cars. Styrofoam cups and fast food containers, liquor bottles and Monster Energy drink cans, white grocery bags fluttering in the briars, even a broken fishing rod. Local journalist and author Alec McGillis has come here this Sunday afternoon to do something about it. It's an odd hobby of his, selecting a different trashed city corner every week or so and setting about to personally clean it all up. He's wearing a grimy gray sweatshirt, Orioles cap, and a scruffy graying beard. And he's armed with a box of trash bags and garden gloves. Alec, a former Baltimore Sun reporter who now writes for ProPublica and the New York Times, has published tens of thousands of words about American cities and their pathologies and struggles. He's become a keen observer and real expert on the politics, public policies, and crime in cities like Baltimore, where he lives and sends his kids to the public schools. But one thing Alec has no words for is this. Sadly, the trash everywhere is not just in Baltimore. Cans and cups litter the most remote wetlands in the Chesapeake Bay, as well as the roadsides in suburban Massachusetts and rural Texas. A vast island of plastic swirls in the Pacific Ocean 1,000 miles from nowhere. So Alec doesn't say much about it. He just stoops down and picks it up. And he keeps moving, filling bag after bag. Today, he posted on Facebook which corner he was targeting for his cleanup. And so, a half dozen of his friends joined him, including the pastor at his church and the pastor's children. As we picked up vodka bottles and a child's backpack with a toothbrush in it, I offered my theory about why we're trashing our planet. It's a matter of people thinking two connected thoughts. It's all about me, and I don't matter. People see a beer can on the floor of their car, and they toss it out the window because they are trying to clean up their world and their lives. And their world is all they see. They look out the window. They see cans on the street, and they think, wow, people have trashed this city. If I toss my can out there too, it won't make any difference. I'm only one person. Alec hurls a trash bag into the back of his pickup truck, his 13th today, a personal record. The hillside beneath the Moorish Tower is now green and clear, the daffodils now free to bloom beside the lake. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.